Learn from God's Word. Why did God send Jesus to earth? This article considers questions you may have raised and shows where you can read the answers in your Bible. Jehovah's Witnesses would be pleased to discuss these answers with you. 1. Where was Jesus before God sent him to earth? Jesus lived as a spirit person in heaven before he was born in Bethlehem. He was God's first creation, and the only one created directly by God. Therefore, he is fittingly referred to as God's only begotten Son. In heaven, he often spoke as God's representative. That is why he is called the Word. He also acted as God's helper and took part in the creation of all other things. Jesus lived with God in heaven for eons before humankind was created. Micah 5:2 reads, "And you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, the one too little to get to be among the thousands of Judah, from you there will come out to me the one who is to become ruler in Israel, whose origin is from early times, from the days of time indefinite." John 17:5 reads, "So now you, Father, glorify me alongside yourself with the glory that I had alongside you before the world was." 2. How did God send his Son to earth? Jehovah transferred the life of Jesus from heaven to the womb of Mary by means of Holy Spirit. So Jesus was born without the aid of a human father. Angels announced his birth to some local shepherds who were living outdoors at night as they kept watch over their flocks. Thus, Jesus was born not in the depths of winter, but likely in early October, when the weather was still warm. Sometime later, Mary and her husband Joseph took Jesus to their home in Nazareth and raised him there. Joseph cared for Jesus as his adopted son. Matthew 1:18-23 reads, "But the birth of Jesus Christ was in this way. During the time his mother Mary was promised in marriage to Joseph, she was found to be pregnant by Holy Spirit before they were united. However, Joseph, her husband, because he was righteous and did not want to make her a public spectacle, intended to divorce her secretly. But after he had thought these things over, look, Jehovah's angel appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary your wife home, for that which has been begotten in her is by Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you must call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' All this actually came about for that to be fulfilled which was spoken by Jehovah through his prophet, saying, 'Look, the virgin will become pregnant and will give birth to a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel,' which means, when translated, 'with us is God.'" When Jesus was about 30 years old, he was baptized, and God publicly announced that Jesus was his son. Then Jesus began the work that God had sent him to do. Matthew 3:16-17 reads, "After being baptized, Jesus immediately came up from the water, and look, the heavens were opened up, and he saw descending like a dove God's Spirit coming upon him. Look, also there was a voice from the heavens that said, 'This is my Son, the Beloved, whom I have approved.'" 3. Why did God send Jesus to earth? God sent Jesus to teach people the truth. Jesus taught about God's kingdom, a government in heaven that will bring peace to all the earth. He provided the hope of everlasting life. Jesus also taught people many things about finding real happiness. He taught by example. For instance, he showed how to do God's will even in difficult circumstances. When he was mistreated, he did not retaliate. 1 Peter 2:21-24 reads, "In fact, to this course you were called, because even Christ suffered for you, leaving you a model for you to follow his steps closely. He committed no sin, nor was deception found in his mouth. When he was being reviled, he did not go reviling in return. When he was suffering, he did not go threatening, but kept on committing himself to the one who judges righteously. He himself bore our sins in his own body upon the stake, in order that we might be done with sins and live to righteousness. And by his stripes you were healed. Jesus taught his followers self-sacrificing love. He had enjoyed many privileges living in heaven with his Father, yet he humbly obeyed his Father and came to earth to live among mankind. No one could give us a finer example of love than Jesus. John 15:12-13 reads, "This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. No one has love greater than this, that someone should surrender his soul in behalf of his friends." Philippians 2:5-8 reads, "Keep this mental attitude in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he was existing in God's form, gave no consideration to a seizure, namely, that he should be equal to God. No, but he emptied himself and took a slave's form and came to be in the likeness of men. More than that, when he found himself in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient as far as death, yes, death on a torture stake." 4. What did Jesus accomplish by dying? God also sent Jesus to die for our sins. We are all sinners, meaning that we are imperfect and sinful. That is why we get sick and die. In contrast, the first man, Adam, was perfect. He had no sin and would never have died or become sick. But he lost his perfection when he disobeyed God. From Adam, we inherited sin and its wages, death. Romans 5:12 reads, "That is why, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because they had all sinned." Romans 6:23 reads, "For the wages sin pays is death, but the gift God gives is everlasting life by Christ Jesus our Lord." Jesus, who was a perfect man, did not die for his own sins. He died for our sins. Jesus' death makes it possible for us to enjoy everlasting life and be blessed by God. 1 Peter 3:18 reads, "Why, even Christ died once for all time concerning sins, a righteous person for unrighteous ones, that he might lead you to God, he being put to death in the flesh, but being made alive in the Spirit." For more information, see chapters 4 and 5 of the book What Does the Bible Really Teach? Published by Jehovah's Witnesses. End of article.